I have quite literally never received a reaction like that in my entire life. I don't want to leave. This is my friend Mallory. Her last name is Dladla. Say that. It's D-L-A-D-L-A. What a weird name. Her other last name is Ntlovu, which isn't necessarily easier. They're two last names. She's not married to different people. But she is one of my closest friends. I got to stand by her in her wedding. She made me wear a full-length sequined gown, which is complete torture. My whole arm was cut and bleeding by the end of the night. It was terrible. But I looked great. But she is someone in my life who prays about everything. Like everything. She used to have, I don't know if you still have this in your office, but she used to have something on her computer in her office that said, ask God, do what he says. And anytime I'd be like, Mallory, I have a problem, she'd be like, okay, ask God, do what he says. And I'd be like, I want to solve the problem. I want you to solve the problem. So she has come tonight. There is no better person than Mallory and Slobu Dladla to talk to us about prayer and the importance of prayer. So thank you for already welcoming her. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Are you guys ready to start out with the listening part? Okay. Because we're going in all mixed up order. So I was really honored to be invited to come share tonight. I'm very happy to be here. Partly because I think you all are incredible people, and I like anytime I get to be in the room with you, I'm happy to be here. Also, I have a little bit of well DNA going on, and so it always feels like coming home when I get to come visit. And I also really love God. And I don't say that on some kind of surface level, you know, I've been through some life. I've had existential crises. I mean, I studied theology. If you ever want to have a faith crisis, just study theology. You will. And, you know, sometimes my relationship with God has felt like a roller coaster, right? Where it's like, this is awesome. There's a great view from up here. What's happening? I'm freaking out a little bit. But in the middle of all those things, I can say that God has been amazing. And the more I get to know God, the more amazed and awestruck I am by his nature. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, just how awesome God is. Does that sound okay? Yeah, I get excited about this stuff. So we're going to talk about prayer. And to kind of get thinking about this idea, I'm actually going to start by tossing it back to you. So I'm going to give you just 3 minutes, super quick, to talk to somebody next to you about these questions. The first one is, what is prayer? Nice, lighthearted, easy to answer. And the second one is, what does prayer look like in your life? There's no super right answer, okay? So if you're thinking, I don't know, I haven't figured that out yet, those are totally okay. Ways to process this too. So just 3 minutes, talk to somebody next to you. What is prayer? What's it look like in your life? And I'll bring us back together in a minute. No, it's okay. I was like, at some point I'll be like, do you need a stand? I can get you one. I don't know, maybe. go ahead and wrap up your thoughts.
Hello.
Okay, so what did we come up with? Who wants to share? What is an idea that you have about what is prayer? I will wait you out. Hearing and speaking to God. Good. I like it. Other thoughts? What is prayer? Or what does prayer look like in your life? Yep. Yeah, good. Conversation with God. Who else? What does prayer look like in your life? Yeah, I like that. So if you couldn't hear them, they were talking about coming to God in conversation and just honestly, because sometimes it's not like, you know, sunshine and butterflies to paraphrase, but it's like real life. Anybody else? This side's like, don't look over here. Okay, well, I think that you guys have done it. We're finished. Just kidding. So, but I think you guys got the basic heart of prayer, right? It's conversational. It's two-directional. I know sometimes, have you ever been like praying and you feel like you're kind of just praying into the void and it feels a little one-dimensional? Yeah, I think that's probably experience most of us have had. But the reality is it is a conversation, it's a relationship builder, and we can hear from God. And I'm just going to kind of let that sit and let that be that simple for right now. And we'll get into that a little bit more later. But it can definitely be a two-way conversation. And I definitely think, has anybody ever been afraid to, like, pray out loud at any point? Yeah. Why do you think that is? Yeah. Sure, yeah. Like, what if I don't know what to say? What if I say the wrong thing? What if it doesn't sound right? Things along those lines. And if you are a super poetic type person and you like to speak in verse and you want to express your prayer in a fancy way, I'm not hating on that. Go for it. Also, let's just have conversations because that sounds fun. But it certainly doesn't have to be formal and like fancy. And there aren't necessarily like right ways to pray, right? You can talk just as simply to God as you would a good friend. So Sadie and I are good friends, like she said. We have seen each other at our like really great moments, and we have seen each other at our maybe less great moments. And she has seen me be ridiculous and like embarrassing and all of the things, because that's what happens when you're good friends with people for a long time. And when I talk to Sadie, I don't think about a lot about how I need to express myself. And I don't think about like forming sentences in the right way. And, you know, like I can just easily kind of go to her and say like, this is what's going on. Like, this is what's happening. And it's nice and easy conversation. And I really believe our prayer lives can be similar to that, right? We're just talking with our Father about kind of whatever's on our heart, because he knows me way more than Sadie does. So, like, it's just as easy to go to him and talk very naturally with him. So it is conversation, but more than that, it is a connection with our Father. I'm going to have some alliteration tonight because I went to seminary. So we have, it's a conversation, and it's also a connection with our Father. In John 5:19, Jesus talks about his connection with the Father. And he says, "Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." So Jesus is demonstrating for us what it's like to have this connection with the Father. And maybe you're thinking, yeah, but Jesus was Jesus, right? Like, he was fully God and fully man, and so I can't expect to have a connection with the Father in a similar way that Jesus did, kind of ongoing. And the reality is, like, sure we can, right? Because God has given us the Holy Spirit. And that means we get this connection with the Father all the time as well. And I think sometimes when we think about prayer, we can think of it like a phone call. Let me back up. A phone call is this thing that we used to do in the Ancient of Days before text messages and snapping and tweeting and all of the things. So, but have you ever felt like when you're praying, it's like you're calling God and you're talking to God and then you hang up and you're like done praying and we say amen and it's like click and we like continue on with our day? Well, we see modeled in Jesus and available to us in the Holy Spirit this idea of this ongoing connection all the time. It's not so much like calling and hanging up, but it's like God, that connection with God is with us all the time, and it's really us paying attention to it. So sometimes, even though I don't think heaven is in the clouds necessarily, I picture this like a spotlight coming down from the sky, and it's always on, and it's always shining on me, and sometimes I'm paying attention to it, and sometimes I'm not, but the connection to the Father is always there and available. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this here at the Well, but sometimes when someone's getting ready to enter into prayer or getting ready to start worship through song, you'll see kind of this intro phrase like, "We welcome you, Holy Spirit." And I get a kick out of that because, let me show you. Sadie, come here. You're going to be the Holy Spirit. That's appropriate, right? So Sadie, get closer to me. The Holy Spirit does not have physical space issues. I'm doing this 100% because of how uncomfortable it makes Sadie. Okay. Yes, good. So this is what I picture sometimes when, you know, we go to open up in prayer and we're like, "Holy Spirit, we welcome you." Right? And the Holy Spirit's like, "I've been here the whole time." Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You can have your space back. Yeah. And I get it, and I'm afraid now that, like, anybody, who, the next time someone goes to, like, open up in prayer, they're going to be like, "Holy Spirit, we know that you're here, and it's going to be great, and you all can laugh at it together." But what we're really trying to say in those moments is we recognize that you're here, right? We are drawing our attention back to the reality that your presence is with us. So it's okay. You don't have to give anybody too hard of a time. So we know that prayer in its most basic form is communication. We know that it's also this like constant connection to God, to God the Father. And it's also like at a deeper level, communion. Now, if I say communion in a church, you're probably going to think like bread and grape juice, Welch's grape juice. But the most literal meaning of the word communion is actually this idea of withness and togetherness, and intimate fellowship in the state of things being held together. And this is what the reality is with our connection with the Father, is we have this togetherness with him. So not only is the communication pipeline always open, God's presence is always with us. Jesus is talking to his disciples, one of the last conversations he has with them. So this is like really important stuff, right? Because he knows he's not going to see them a whole lot longer. And he's like, "This is the stuff that's very important that you know." This is in John 14. And he says to them, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. So we have this, like, ongoing togetherness with the presence of God that is available to us all the time. I have always loved this passage in Psalms that talks about how the Holy Spirit is with us all the time, but it used to freak me out a little bit because there have been times in my relationship with God where I wanted to be able to hide from him. I don't know if anyone else has ever had that feeling of like, I just don't necessarily want to be confronted with the Holy Spirit. And so I used to get really uncomfortable with this passage. I've really grown to love it now. And it says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even darkness will not be dark to you, and the night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. We are in communion with God. We are held together with God at all times. And prayer, at its heart, is simply drawing our awareness to that reality. Does that make sense? Pastor theologian Henry Nouwen says this about prayer. He says, prayer is the most concrete way to make our home in God. Prayer is the most concrete way to make our home in God. And I love that image. It's, again, one that Jesus uses. He says, the Father and I are going to come and we're going to make our home with you. And he says that he prays for his disciples, his future followers, us, and he says, make yourselves at home in my love. Abide in me, make yourselves at home in my love. And so prayer, it's communication, it's this connection, it's recognizing the togetherness that we have with the presence of God, and it's really coming home to our Father. Now, it's important for me to take just a minute and talk about the nature of God, just as a reminder, because that's what makes us want to come home to our Father, right? I think sometimes if we can start to be hesitant about wanting to be with God and spend time with God, and that's when we forget what he's actually like. So at one point, the disciples asked Jesus for help with prayer. They say, teach us to pray. Teach us the way. And he says, okay, this is how you pray. Does anybody know the first two words that he says in his prayer? This is how you should pray. Our Father. Right. Our Father. And that's all we're going to get to, although there's a lot of other good stuff in that prayer. But he comes back to our Father. At the end of the day, prayer is just coming home to your dad. And I know that sometimes parental imagery can be hard for us, and because none of us have been perfectly loved, like, by our parental units here on earth. And so we have to kind of step in a little bit to faith in that idea of trusting something that we maybe haven't seen in the flesh demonstrated for us perfectly. And some of us might need a little bit more, have to step into that a little bit more than others. But we have to, like, remember and understand the nature of God and how he is a perfect parent to us. So the idea when Jesus is saying our Father, the things that he's drawing our attention to is Father, it has like the very basic meaning of like an ancestor, but also the originator, the imparter of DNA, the protector and the nourisher, and the one who loves you entirely and without condition. And so this God is easy to spend time with, right? When we come back to this, like, I am always met with love and acceptance and grace we can approach the throne of grace with confidence. And like, this is an easy God to want to spend time with. I was thinking about just this idea of recognizing that prayer is just recognizing the presence of God with us and then expressing ourselves. And I was thinking, man, I really wish there was like a parable that Jesus shared about coming home to a father. Couple people are ahead of me. Yes, one of my favorite parables. We're not going to go in depth into it at this moment. But the basic idea is Jesus tells the story of a father. He's got two sons. I'm getting some more people, yeah. And the youngest son says, I want my inheritance. I want to go do what I want. And so the father divides up everything that he has, and he gives it to both of his kids, the older son and the younger son. And the younger son goes, and he loses everything in quote-unquote wild living and decides at that point when he needs a lot of help and he's kind of reached the end of his rope that he wants to come back to his father. And so he comes back and he has a whole speech prepared, right, of like, I've sinned against God and against you and I don't deserve any grace, but I'm hoping I can work for you. And who knows what happens next? Yeah, this is the image of God the Father that I want you to carry with you every time you go into prayer and recognize that you're coming home to your father. And so what the dad does is he sees him coming from far away, and he like doesn't care about the rules, and he doesn't care about like how he looks, and he just takes off sprinting and running to like go embrace his son because he's so happy to be with him again. It's that simple. He just wants to be with you. That's it. And you have the older son who is feeling kind of like frustrated and bitter because he sees his younger brother, who is so irresponsible, get all this grace and all of this celebration. And he's like, but I've been here doing all the right stuff. And the father says to him, everything I have is yours. You've been with me the whole time. Like, that's the treasure, is like being in my presence because I love you. And everything I have is yours, and I also want to celebrate with you too, so come into the party. And so no matter which like child in the story you identify with, sometimes maybe it's both at the same time, where you're feeling really good or you're not feeling great when you're coming to God. Those are the responses you get. I've been with you the whole time. Everything I have is yours. I love you. I'm just glad that you're back, and I want to celebrate us being together. It's easy to want to spend time with a God like that. And it really maybe all starts with remembering how good he is and how much grace and love he has for us. And then when we go into prayer, we can recognize that we're in his presence. And then it's just expressing however you want to, right? I'm going to be honest. Sometimes my prayers are like, God, the thing with the people and you know, like, that's not eloquent, but does he 100% know what I mean? And do I feel like I'm connecting with him? And is he maybe, like, you know, responding to me in that 100%? So we're actually going to do a little bit of practice of prayer together. We're going to have a whole bunch of different ways to engage in prayer this week and next week. But I just want to practice one thing together, and it's just going to be drawing our attention to the presence of God. It's going to be real simple, but I'm going to have us just kind of close our eyes and get comfortable. It's going to be quiet for a minute. So if you're like me and like you're going to like uncontrollably giggle because it's quiet and there's no stopping that, it's okay. Be free. Do what you need to do. Or you're like, I have to sneeze 10 times all of a sudden because it's quiet. But we're going to get quiet. And I'm going to ask you so that you can center yourself, just to focus on your breathing. Breathe deeply, because we don't do that unless we're trying to. Father, we recognize your presence right now in this moment. We recognize that we have a connection to you. We recognize that we have communication that goes both ways. We can express ourselves and we can hear from you. And in this moment, we just focus on one aspect of your nature, whatever stood out to you tonight. One aspect of God's goodness. We recognize that that's true of you. We recognize that prayer is kind of like breathing. It's our natural state of being with you. We want to give you anything that feels heavy. We release any kind of shame or guilt that we carry around. We receive your grace. We receive unconditional love. We recognize that you delight in us. We recognize that you are the source of our life. We want whatever you've got for us. Amen. That was great prayer, everybody. So I've been so captivated by this idea of prayers coming home with our Father. Because I feel like when we spend time at home, that's where we start to have our perspective come from there, right? The way that we look at things in our day-to-day lives comes from our home with our Father. Our Father starts to be the one that defines our identity, our sense of security, our sense of belonging, our sense of purpose. You know, we just got to spend time at home. with him in prayer. And so that can kind of invade the rest of our lives. So this is really just a foundational understanding of prayer, but I hope it's been encouraging to you. I do want to say kind of one last note about the idea of hearing God, and that is this idea of prophetic prayer. Has anybody heard of that term? It's basically just this idea that God is speaking to us, and I know sometimes the worry is like, but how do I know if it's God and how can I trust what I'm discerning? And I get that. But it's really just everything that you hear needs to align with God's nature. And we see what God's nature is like in Jesus. So like you, that's a very safe way to go about like, this sounds like something from God because it sounds like something that would come from Jesus. And if you're not sure, you can ask somebody. You got a whole room full of people here that would love to talk to you about it and talk it through with you. So I think that, you know, you can hear from God for yourself, but you can also hear prophetic words is what the term is for other people. And that's just in my connection to God and in my time in his presence, I feel like maybe I think he wants to say something to you about this. And then that person can decide if that feels like something, if it resonates with them, if it feels like something God's saying, or maybe not, and that's okay too. Does that make sense? So I know that this is something that the well, you know, has been a safe place for. And so if you feel like you are praying at any point tonight or as we continue with prayer next week and you feel like you have a word for somebody, feel free to toss it out there and see if it resonates with them. So that is my encouragement for you as we continue to practice in prayer tonight.